I wonder, can I make this bigger? Oh no, I can just scroll down. Okay, that's fine. Oh, you can
Hi.
see my legs.
Oh, that's
Hello.
funny. I didn't even catch that. That's creepy.
Oh, you say
Well,
grape.
no, but also that.
Grapey.
Creepy, creepy. Because they look like smaller than usual because of the.
No, this is how they always look. This is the length.
It's like those images of like a big head, tall torso, and like chicken legs at the bottom.
Well, I don't really have a tall torso either, so that's
No,
there's
it's
that.
whatever. It's just the context of the fact that they're in proximity to like your head right now that it's so small.
But is that ages to say? Sounds
I'm on the same. I mean, are we having this conversation?
Let's have this conversation, please.
Get closer to your laptop or whatever. Don't not further away.
Yes, let's have a
This
conversation.
is of how low volumes you normally are. No, I definitely think I'm somewhat ageist.
So, what is your age cutoff for like a partner? And two, what is your age cutoff for like
For
just
yourself?
existence in general? Like, when does the
When's my
fucking,
expiration date? My
yeah,
ideal
when does
expiration date?
the forced expiration? When does the ginkgo biloba stop working and the joint pain just get too intense that you just feel you need to like snap it off and I don't know, call it quits?
So, to answer your first question in a partner, I had a very skewed view on that growing up because my parents are 20 years apart. So I was like, when I was younger, 20 years was like, okay, that's normal. And I dabbled in that when I was very young, when I was in my 20s. In my 30s, I was celibate for the most part, which we've discussed before.
Wait, you can go
But
back
I
to the
saw,
those episodes.
I have a friend whose partner at the time was 10 years their senior, and that fizzled out. So at my current age of 41, which I have no issue saying, I think my age bracket cutoff is 45,
But that's only 4 years
maybe.
older than you are now.
What I'm currently saying. Well, because so I was, for example, today I'm on Grindr all day looking for dick.
Oh,
And my thing, I think I took my age limit off just because I know some people don't put an age on Grindr. So I don't want to limit people who are actually my age bracket or younger from showing up.
okay.
So I took off the age bracket, but then I'm looking at people who are like 30, 47, like anywhere in like 10 years above or below me who look like shit in the face. And I'm like,
Okay, fair.
I'm not physically attracted to your face because I like face is the first thing you see on a person, generally speaking. And if I'm not attracted to your face, I'm turned off. And if I'm turned off, I can't get hard. I can't jerk off. I can't come off. So a lot of the ones that are in the 40s, early 40s, look rough in the face. And I'm just like, I don't know if it's lack of moisture, stress, trauma, whatever it is. I can't cosign. I'm sorry. I've seen some really good looking 50-year-olds, don't get me wrong. But generally speaking, what I'm picking up here in this area of Jersey is trash.
Oh yeah, you're. I don't want to say. I don't want to say mean things. Who am I kidding? Of course, I want to say.
What? It
That's.
is comma.
I love saying mean things. So I think that my cutoff is like maybe 10 years,
Younger?
maybe 15 years older than me. Maybe. But I'm also not out here trying to date these niggas. Like, I'm not out here like,
Well,
ooh.
you're in a relationship, so you're not.
Yeah.
Relationship is not the people you're fucking. Let's phrase it that way. I don't mind fucking someone older as long as you look attractive to me.
Yes. Yes, as long as you
Whatever that context is.
whatever that means. But the cutoff for myself personally, I...
Relationship-wise.
Oh, no, life-wise. I think I'm ready to punch the...
Oh, I didn't answer that, but you go answer. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. 70, 75 seems about right. Like,
I was thinking the same thing, but now that I'm in my 41s, I'm like maybe a little bit older. I don't know. In my current physical
your
state,
your knees hurt through this conversation.
I know.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. But I feel like I still have life to live at 75.
Should we do the intro and shit?
No, this is the new series. This is
the new series.
This is the State Parade 97.
We go in hot. Okay. Yeah. If you want all that extra shit, go back and listen to the 200 episodes that we produced.
Yeah. You know what you're here. If you're here, you know what you're coming in for. So let's right.
Oh yeah. Hold on. If you want an intro, I got you.
Oh God.
Let's make that happen.
Are you shady?
What?
Are you shady?
What?
The State Parade. So this is the Shade Parade. If you didn't know that, then maybe you should see your doctor.
Thanks for listening for the first 7 minutes. So yeah, 70s is what I'm aiming for. I don't know if my body has that in it. I might not make it past 70. I might not make it past 50. I'm hoping I do. I think. I hope. Yeah.
Well, I hope you do too. This place would be very, very scary.
I'm seeing a doctor tomorrow. I'm going to try and get it on Zempic.
Zempic?
Ovacovi, or whatever the other one is that's not for the diabetes.
I don't know. I'm not.
You're not about that life. You don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, I think. I think I would confidently say that, like, I don't want to be 80. I do not want to be the president's age. I will confidently say that.
So I will bring that. Since you bring it up, I've noticed multiple politicians are old.
Old as shit.
And dusty, and not of the right mindset. What's his face? Turtleneck. Chicken
Lindsey
neck.
Graham.
Lizzie? No, that's not her. The one that keeps on going into dial-up when she's talking in speeches. He's a Republican with glasses, and he keeps on freezing in place.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
No, that one's dead.
Oh.
That I know. That one's gone. R.I.P. because that was a good one. Not the porn. Old
shit senator.
Turkey neck politician.
Oh wait, let's see. Old senators.
I don't know if he's a senator.
Is he not a senator?
I don't know.
Mitch McConnell.
That's the one. Her. Wow.
I think she's
retiring, but
he's like 82 years old. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay. Granted that, like, if you look at people back in like the 80s and 90s who are our age back then, they looked like old as shit. But like if you look at like people in their 30s and 40s now, we look closer to like, I don't know, people in their like 20s than does that make any sense?
Our current age bracket looks younger
than the generation before us.
Okay, yes. Sure.
So like
I think I understand your math.
For instance, Ted Bundy or Al Bundy. Oof, not Ted Bundy. Al Bundy is like 38 years old in Married with Children.
But yeah, something ridiculous like that.
Yeah, that's like a 60-year-old man.
Not then.
But like that, I mean, you understand why people are like, oh, damn.
Oh, she looked rough. She looked rough for 38. Correct.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So like.
He had to be older because his kids were like, oh, no, maybe not. His kids were teenage. No, that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
So like something granted, I've been saying a lot. Go ahead, finish. I don't want to cut you off. I know that's the thing that kills you.
I'm gonna say, granted, we look younger than the generation or the two generations before us that were in their 30s and shit, and like they looked rough in the 80s and 90s, but now we have like skincare routines and like Botox, so like we might look better when we get to be like Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell's age, but like,
but they had they had lifts,
facelifts,
that's the
yeah,
one
I guess, but like
I've not done anything medical procedure wise face wise yet. It's all just been oil of a lay lotion every day.
I mean,
I've had some other serums and treatments every once in a while when I remember to do them.
Yeah. I mean, I do a very extensive skincare routine, and I've had like some minor surgeries in the past, but nothing like that would drastically change my face.
Mm-hmm. Well, real quick, what I wanted to say was I've been vocal to a good extent of people that I kind of, I don't wish death on anybody, but I do kind of
wish. Oh, I do. I wish it but, every day.
But I do kind of wish that both of these,
kick the bucket,
people
bitch
running for politics right now would pass away.
I
feel like Biden's too old and not helpful. And I feel like, well, Trump's a mess on a whole nother level. And they're both old farts that just aren't up to date with shit and just ass backwards. And I wish they would both
Speaking
disappear.
Speaking of old farts, have you heard the reports that while he's going through
yes
criminal cases,
yes,
that
I
Trump
have
is falling asleep in court and
has
a noxious fart cloud that surrounds him and his legal team? Mm. And the smell is so bad that people are like throwing up in water bottles and shit. Like they have to get up and leave court and like call recess. Mm-hmm. Like, wow.
Which is another thing is like, we have someone running for office who's currently dealing with 20 like legal battles. What is that? What? Why is that a thing? How is that legally possible? But
I mean,
America.
She's coming to it's. There's we're the end of this season of.
So actually, I can actually explain why that's possible.
I don't care.
It's with a long or short version.
As to why the orange dictator is allowed to keep running for president, even though he is marred in legal battle.
Pretty much. The simple answer is basically the Senate. Since they didn't convict him, he's allowed to run. That's a simple answer. But the more detailed answer is it's something with the Constitution. But, you know, y'all can look that up.
Maybe we can look it up in the Trump Bible.
You got $60?
No. Not him.
Oh, you know what? No. Mm-mm.
So, enough about. I mean, like, so the general consensus was 75, 80. That's I
yes
don't want to. I don't want to be 80. I do not want to be an 80 year
old. I think you'd be a good 80, though. I feel like you're in great shape now. I feel like you wouldn't be in bad shape at 80. I feel. I don't know what you've been doing in LA, so I can't speak to your. I'll find out when I see you in 2 weeks or whatever, in 3 weeks when I go out there.
Yeah, I will still. I'm still fine. Like life is still lifing. Like I'm alive.
Yeah, she's still putting you through it. I know that every once in a while.
Yeah. But I just don't want to, I don't know, unless there's some crazy advancements in like science.
There could be.
What?
We could AI your ass.
Oh, I am down for. That I am 100% down for. Like take my brain out. Take all of the pictures and videos of me that you have found all over the internet over the course of my actual life. And just make me Siri. Recreate me. Put me. Can you imagine? You'd be like, hey, Google. And I'd be like, bitch, what do you want?
Yeah. Like, my best friend in my pocket. Pocket Ronnie, for real.
I could actually be in your pocket. Forever. Mm-hmm. That I'm here for.
Should we just keep rambling, or should we find a point of?
I mean, we could find a topic. Do we want to stay on the topic of age and being old?
No, really. Do we? I personally don't.
She can't stay on topic.
No, I could. I could stay on that all night, but like I said, I want people to in my current position in my 40s, people in their 80s and 90s are doing, in politics at least, are doing, shouldn't be there.
No.
And I know that's an ageist thing to say.
No, it is a real thing to say.
But it's also a very real thing to say.
There is scientific evidence that says that the mind starts to decline after the age of 60.
Like I said, Mitch McConnell keeps on going to dial up, and she don't got no Wi-Fi. Shut her down.
Not to mention that these politicians are making decisions on a country that they're not even gonna be here for.
Well, that's where a lot of the climate change issues are happening, because they're we're not gonna live to see any of the problems that this brings up, and get out of here. Even if it's not my future, it's someone's future. You're fucking up.
They do not care.
No fucks given. Greedy. Greedy in so many ways. Greedy for power, greedy for money.
They are here. They are here to watch the matinee. And at the end of that movie, they're going home.
Yeah, and by home, we mean in the 6 foot under.
The final resting place. Wow, this got really dark really fast.
I brought it up, I think, earlier in the conversation. X-Men 97, have you been watching?
Absolutely. Wow.
I have to wait till it all comes out so I can binge it. I'm like, no. I'm perfectly fine waiting a week to watch a show. I know we were all accustomed to binging everything nowadays. But I waiting to a certain degree. I mean, it's annoying, but it's also we're so impatient as people nowadays that it's nice to have something to look forward to, I guess. I'll come every Wednesday at lunchtime. I'm watching X-Men 97 at work, and I'm trying not to cry at the office, watching whatever novela this episode is giving, because every episode lately has been novela.
Every episode is heavy.
And then Thursdays, I watch Abbott Elementary at lunch. So that's been my routine. Those are my, wait till it airs, don't binge things. I have to get back into watching. So I'm paying now extra on my phone plan so I can get Netflix officially as my own account, which I've never done.
Can I have a password? They were
DVDs. and I'm it's supposed to also give me Apple TV, but it's not connecting properly because I want to watch Prom Royale.
Oh, I've never
heard of Ricky Martin, Kristen Wiig one. The first episode, I'm hooked. It takes place in the 60s. It's like a comedy. Okay. Carol Burnett's in it. But she's in a coma for the first 3 episodes, apparently. So she's just snoring in bed. I was watching interviews about it, and she's like, yeah, I just crawl out of bed, go to makeup, and go back into bed for 8 hours. I'm like, that's amazing, bitch. You're in your 90s. That's someone. Put Carol Burnett in politics. I'd be happy with that.
I don't know. Careful what you wish for.
No, I know.
She's been rich for a really long time.
And that's true also. But she doesn't seem like bad people. She doesn't seem it. But yeah, so I want to watch Palm Royale. There's some other stuff on Apple TV that I've never watched. Like Ted Lasso, I never watched.
Ted Lasso.
The Morning Show, I think, is the other one.
Yeah, I'm on a couple episodes of Loot.
Loot, I watched the first season. I need to get into the second one.
Yeah, I'm on the second season. And I'm on, I worked on that Tom Holland show.
Right, which I don't know anything about.
It's...
Is that on Apple TV?
Yeah, it's on Apple TV. I've never seen it because it's on Apple TV. part of the contract was not a free subscription to Apple TV. Hello. So I haven't seen it. The Crowded Room, it's called. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm really happy that X-Men came back. I'm obsessed with all of the new, like, the opening every episode is different.
Yeah, I watch all the, I watch, I think it's Green Rant.
Green Rant.
I think that's the main one I watch. Is this Green Rant? Or is this Green Crush? I think it's Green Crush. Screen Crush is the one I live by. The other one was New Rock Stars, but I don't like New Rock Stars as much. I prefer Screen Crush. And I've been watching their recaps after every episode. And
yeah, me too.
There's a different intro based on who's narrating and whose episode it's about, who died the previous episode. The former producer, director, writer, that's what he was.
Writer and producer.
Mayo is his name.
Mayo. Yeah.
He's back on Twitter and he was saying after episode five dropped and everybody was like losing their shit, he came back on Twitter and was like, episode five was like how I pitched the show. Episode eight is another one that's gonna hit you in the fucking hoo-ha. So just be ready. So I'm excited for that. Even though I'm not gonna be excited for it once it happens, I'm sure I'm gonna be depressed as fuck. But like I haven't been an action figure person, but I'm like, I'm sensitive about the action figures just because I'm enjoying the show so much.
Yeah, I'm really excited to like get back into collecting action figures again because like, as you know, I was collecting action figures from the original, and now that
they have these officially as Marvel Legends. And is it Marvel Legends or just Hasbro Pulse?
No, they're Marvel Legends, yeah.
But they're not Build-A-Figures. There's no Build-A-Figures with these, I don't think. I haven't seen anything thankfully. Build-A-Figure.
I was never a fan of the Build-A-Figures, honestly.
No?
No, it just seemed like a capitalistic ploy to make you buy all of these action figures. And then, like, I would often buy all of them and then sell the Build-A-Figure. Or sell maybe like two or three of the figures because the Build-A-Figure was the only one that I fucking wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I remember seeing after, I think it was after the third or fourth episode. I think it was after the fourth episode where the Goblin Queen was revealed.
Yes.
So because my phone knows that I'm watching everything on my phone, knows what I'm watching. And commercials, my ads are based on whatever I watch. So like I'm on Instagram and like as the Hasbro Pulse ads are coming up and it was like, yeah, you just watch X-Men. So now Goblin Queen is really available as an action figure you can order. And I was just like.
and the fucking US government is worried about TikTok selling our data. Bitch, please.
You're too late.
Like, y'all are buying and selling that shit left and right. But don't get me started about this TikTok ban. Like, I'm sitting... When y'all tapped into this, I was trying to get the last of it that I can. Because she's gone. She'll be gone soon.
I'm on TikTok once every 2 days, maybe. I still prefer Instagram. That's slacking. Like, I'm not on Instagram as much as I used to be either. Social media as a whole has gotten me exhausted.
That's fair. It's why I'm not on Facebook anymore.
Mm.
Like, I seriously don't get on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook, like... I'm not posting on Facebook every day, but I'm on Facebook every day for some reason, just to see what my notifications are. But most of my interactions are Instagram. Like, I just posted a photo of the... Ooh! Sorry. Someone sent me a message on Instagram, and it's just playing in the background. I'm not watching it. Like, I'm not actively watching it, but I'm seeing people get hit and falling down, because, you know, that's one of my favorite things to do. I posted on my Instagram, I think this morning or yesterday from the wedding that I worked on Friday.
Yeah, I saw that. Were you officiated?
So for context, I don't have a license to officiate.
Yeah.
But they're already married. They were already married. Oddly enough, by Trudy, Deborah.
Ah.
She married them a year ago. But I think there was a city hall wedding. And so they wanted to have like a proper wedding with family members and whatnot. And so that's where I came into play. So that was what happened on Friday. It happened on Roosevelt Island. I haven't been to Roosevelt Island since I was like maybe 13 or 14.
I think
there's no reason for me to be out there. It's such an odd part of Manhattan. It's not Manhattan, but it's not part of the five boroughs because it's not a borough of its own. It's just like this little nook. There's only like two roads on the whole island. And so went out there, officiated, and then took an Uber into the city to do gym bar because I wasn't trying to like miss out on anything financially if I could.
Oh, yeah. And the finale of season 16 of RuPaul's Drag Race, which, do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm happy that it wasn't a person who was white, but we all knew that wasn't going to happen anyways.
Spoiler alert.
By whatever this episode goes up.
Whenever this episode airs,
it's already been rude. If you've been on social media, everyone knows already. So, like,
they wasted no time. No, which was why I tried to, because I have WoW Presents Plus with a VPN, I can watch it an hour after it airs. So I just have to stay off social media for an hour. Which is, it's fine. As long as you're not, for 2 hours, because I can't be on while it's on in New York, because
everybody in New York is on Insta.
Yeah, they're recording it, they're watching it from the bars, they're recording reactions and shit, so I just have to stay off of that. But also, for the hour while I'm watching it, I have to stay off social media because I have made that mistake.
and I didn't get gooped.
where they're sitting in the workroom painting and talking about their traumatic childhoods, and I'm like, oh girl, I need to dissociate, so I start scrolling. And then I find out who won that episode and who goes home. And yes. But I'm very happy that our new reigning queen, Nymphia, won.
I personally didn't think she won that lip sync, but
I think with all the gags and the fuckery that she pulled out, with her shady little nod to
butterflies,
to the butterflies with Asia O'Hara, when she said, "Oh, this is how you just have to pack a helium tank with you, and 75 balloons, and then you can win the lip sync, girl. This is how it's done." I do think that Safira slayed the season. Even though she had production get her a breastplate that was the right size halfway through the season.
Yeah, that was interesting.
But the girls do that all the time. Like, they get...
There's always conversations about it, but we never actually see it brought, like, addressed, not, or at least pointed at during the show, which is funny because, like, RuPaul called it out, and we magically got a bigger breastplate while we're on the show.
But they bought Dawn chains and shit for her look. They bought a lot of other pieces for a lot of the other girls.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. If you give them money and you tell them to get something, they will go right down to Santee Alley, they will pick something up, and they will bring it right back to you. The gag is that they found a breastplate for a black girl that matched her skin.
Which is so hard to do, and from experience in the group chat.
Hello. Between me and Godiva.
Even Lola and Katrina with their skin tones.
There's enough breastplates floating around in this family alone to get its own season of Drag Race.
Yeah, I enjoyed the show. I kind of wish Megami had won the lip sync Lollapalooza, but I get it. She was out of tricks. Because she was killing the lip syncs up to that last one, in my personal opinion. And then again, I think Safir won the lip sync at the finale, but she'll be fine.
I think if you got to this point,
they all won money at this point. They were giving out, what was it? So Megami posted her after the lip sync Lollapalooza, she posted her tipping information. And by the end of the weekend, she said she raised about 50 grand in tips. She was like, she had paid off her package after that. Work.
Period.
But that's because people like saw it, like they saw it for her.
I mean, and for seasons, the girls have been talking about wishing that they had, you know, made more money.
Yeah.
So, because a lot of them take out so much in debt and loans and shit just to get on the show.
So I've heard, I don't know if it's for, I think it's, I know for sure for All Stars now they do get an actual budget on costumes, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that too. But that's Paramount. That's like, I mean, it's a part of the Viacom umbrella, but Paramount treats...
Handles that part, right. There's a budget part of that. It's budgeted into the series.
I mean, I'm very glad that Nymphia won. Congrats to the doll. Cheers, celebrations, and all of that. I mean, I don't really know what to say else about the performances, because while Plain Jane, I think, I guess, deserved to be in the top after her, what she showed, her package on the show, especially like through the eliminations, who was left. I think that was right.
Well, someone was saying, like, between Q and Plain, who would give you a better lip sync? And I'm like, well,
oh, definitely, absolutely, it would have been Plain.
Right.
I mean, it would have been marginally. It wasn't going to be like, oh, right, you slayed that. Like, neither one of them were going to win at that point. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
Yeah.
And we'll see plenty from them again, because...
Can I interject a little bit? I will say, I found it fucked up funny during the 80s episode where Hugh, like, revealed that she had AIDS. And had this whole AIDS dress. And like, as she was doing all this, I'm like, oh girl, you're doing this for story. You're trying to win this episode. And then they gave it to Safira. And she ended up having the Jan edit with the Jan face when she didn't win. Which was, if you go back, you'll see when they announced it to Safira, they cut to her. She's pressed. And I'm like, because you was too obvious about it, girl.
I mean, I feel like Hugh has bigger problems, especially with her little black slant that she has when she's talking.
She has a black slant? I didn't catch.
So it's been this conversation that's been happening on Twitter, and I feel like another podcast somewhere has mentioned it.
Mm.
And like, yeah, when she's talking to or about girls of color, she starts to say, you know, talk a little like this, and she gets a little
she gets Awkwafina,
like, what?
She gets a little Awkwafina.
Yeah, and it's like, you didn't sound like that a second ago. What happened? Where did this come from? And like, it's starting the whole like conversation online with people. I can't deal with the fandom, honestly. They're worse than Christians. At least their Messiah is dead. So.
Or fictional.
What?
Or fictional.
Or yeah. No, I think he's a real person. Wait. Sorry. There were other things that we were talking about here. X-Men 97, Don Lemon gets married to Post Malone.
That's not right.
Shangela is dealing with some legal issues.
How about you have Hot Topics ready, just in case?
Gerard Carmichael is being problematic. They canceled all the black shows on HBO Max. Just so Gerard Carmichael can suck white toes and play slave on his own reality show.
I haven't watched that, and I heard it's very messy.
Honestly, I don't think you're missing out on anything.
I didn't enjoy his special last time. I'm sure I'm fine.
That's right. You did say that. And I was like, and I kind of feel bad because I was like trying to like convince you to go back and watch it again because I really thought he was funny. In reality, I only made it halfway through and I never finished it. So like,
I mean, it was rooting for you, girl, but you're not going to get this one.
Nah, I think I stopped maybe 15 minutes into the second episode of his reality show. And I don't know how many episodes are out now, but it just doesn't
seem like... don't care.
Exactly. It doesn't seem like it was made for me. It was not made with me in mind. And I'm going to just move on. Mm-hmm. Just like O.J. Simpson. And apparently we're Adam Hughes. I was very proud of this. We're out of juice. And then, oh, do you want to talk about the Caitlyn Jenner of it all? The Caitlyn Jenner response to O.J. Simpson finding out that O.J. Simpson had died the night before?
Nope. I don't even know what it is.
No, you posted it. You sent it to me. Where Caitlyn Jenner, like, good riddance.
I'm thinking Caitlyn. Caitlyn Jenner is like one of the actual Jenners, but she's like, yes, you know what I mean, like someone who, like an actual Kardashian, like that.
She is the Jenner. She is the Jenner. She is one of the original Jenners and had. So for like 2 seasons.
She had made a post on Twitter about like so happy that he was dead or something. And then someone commented on Twitter was like, didn't you kill somebody too? And I'm like, whoop. But also facts.
Yeah, and she was like,
she killed somebody in the car. She ran over somebody or something. Just like Brandy, which no one talks about.
Yeah, all of that. Yes. I think they did it together though. I think they were in the same car. They were in like Thelma and Louise, just rolling over dead bodies in the street.
Just holding hands with scars in the wind, running over people on Santa Monica Boulevard.
Just riding down Santa Monica, just boom, boom.
Yeah. We're going to hell.
I have
eye boogers that don't want to come out and they drive me crazy.
What is?
Eye boogers.
Oh, are you dealing with allergies right now?
I was, oh bitch. Like 2 weeks ago, I was a fucking mess. 2 weeks ago, I was so congested. My eyes were so super irate. I thought I had pink eye for a minute. That's how bad my eyes looked.
Oh, you know, that's adults with without any children. With pink eye. You know how I feel about it.
Did you see the scientific fact about, like, the gay scientific fact that back in the day, people were, like, wondering why gay men kept on getting food poisoning? It was because they kept on eating ass that was dirty.
I actually had a friend who...
Guilty!
Recently got, I'm not going to name them, but he recently got out of the hospital, bitch, after 2 days of being in the hospital because he had food poisoning. And then I was like, well, where did y'all go eat? And
this one booty hole? Like,
I don't know if we actually went out anywhere. We've mostly only eaten at home. And I was like, ooh, nope. And my follow-up question was, did this nigga have pink eye as well? And the answer was a resounding yes. And I said, you know what? I gotta go.
I'm excuse myself from this conversation.
Like, who farted in your face and got particles in your eyes and your mouth?
In your mouth.
This is, mm-mm.
Girl, I douched today thinking I was going to get dick. Like, I had someone on who were like, I was like, I'm going to, it was another youngster. This one was 22, broke. And I'm like, this sex better be good because I'm paying for an Uber from your house and back to mine. This one I haven't met before. But I was just that pressed for dick this morning. And I almost ordered the Uber. When I came out of a shower, I messaged him like, hey, are you ready? No response. It was a $20. It would have been a $20 Uber to his house and a $20 back to his house.
Girl, just get an escort at that point.
No, $40 is cheaper than an escort.
Get on rent.men. I'm sure you'll find a nice, empty-headed 20-year-old who is willing to do any and everything for $40 and a slice of pizza.
I have one of those. He's in California. That's the reason I'm going. I told Jonte that. I'm like, yeah, he moved to California. That's part of the reason I'm going out there. It's not just you guys.
Careful. Actually, once
you're here, I gotta get back on prep before I go out there.
When you're here and we all get together, it'll be the first time that I will have seen him in the confines of state lines since I've. She's always busy.
If you end up spending time with him.
She never responds. She's always busy and never wants to set a date. So we can maybe rattlesnake that, but I don't care because all of it's true.
I made a list of people I have to see while I'm out there. Besides you and I have to see my friend Edmund. I have to see our friend Glenn Garner.
Glenn, I also haven't seen Glenn since Halloween.
I want to see Rubella. She has a bingo on a Wednesday I'm going to try and go to. And my friend Daniel, who models from time to time. I'm going to try and see him. I want to go to Santee Alley. Jonte says he might be able to take me to Palm Springs for a weekend. Not sure which one yet. Sasha says she's not coming, so that's out the window, by the way. Because Sasha was going to try and come, but she's working on some stuff financially that she's trying to work on. So she's like, I shouldn't spend money on a flight. I want to try and go to the beach if the weather's permitting. But I'm not sure. You have a pool. I just need some water and some sun.
Yeah, I have a pool.
I know it's not much of a pool, but it's water. I'll take it.
I mean, it's a private pool. So
like I said, it's water. I'll take it.
Not many people use it. Not even the people in my building use it. I was like the first one to actually get in.
Yeah, you're like, let me wet my feet on this day.
Yeah.
And at some point, I'm going to go with Jonte to the Mattel store, wherever that is. I forget where it is.
Oh, I don't know. Never heard of her.
I think that's about all I want to do. I'm going to go to Fat Slut on Friday. I'm not really booked for anything. I'm supposed to do Mickey's. the Saturday before I go. But it's not a paid... I messaged her too late. So it's not a paid gig, it's just tips. So I'm like, if no one calls out, I'd rather just not, I'll dub it.
Calls out of what?
So she already has guest books for this brunch. So she's like, I'll let you do it, but you're not budget like at this point, you're just doing it for tips. So I said, okay, like I'll keep you posted. I'm like, I'm not gonna sweat it if I don't do it. I'd rather just walk around and drag and have a good time in drag. I'm only going to bring like two outfits, I think.
I'm actually looking at this reveal from Nynthia, and the dress underneath of this like cape is pretty hideous.
Yeah. It also doesn't make sense. So you go from being a boba, or some form of boba, to whatever the fuck that is. And then you're back to your yellow shit.
Yeah, but it's like...
Give her credit for the way she revealed into the third outfit during a cartwheel was cunt.
Yeah, that was something that we've never seen before.
Mm-hmm. Like, I saw her undoing it as she was about to go into the cartwheel, but like actually having the pieces fall off of you as you cartwheel was cunt.
That was, yeah, cunty.
And I think there was a... Was there also, no, that was, she did the wig reveal when she took off the hat, correct?
No, she took off the hat and then she had on a, like, updo, and then she did another wig reveal.
Okay. Yeah, Jonte, I've seen a couple of people vocalize how annoyed they are that now the finale consists of just reveals. Like, if there's no reveals, there's no, like, you're not going to win.
I mean...
But it's also like we all see it coming, generally speaking.
Yeah. But like if you
they all come out like in these big like muffin outfits.
Like I hope it's a reveal, because otherwise this is just a bad dress.
Like, you know what? I will give like Plane's reveal from one jumpsuit to the other jumpsuit was like I didn't see it coming.
But bodysuit.
Terrible song.
It's on
Spotify. Do they? I wonder if they get to pick the topic, or if they're just given a topic based on what their storyline's been.
No, I'm pretty sure they get to pick whatever they want their final.
No, they don't get to write it. They don't, and it's not the recording, so it's like
they don't. Well, I would hope they don't have to write it. That'd be another thing to have.
I don't know when they recorded this. To be honest with you, I don't. I don't know when they recorded the finale, because I was looking for spoilers for a while and I couldn't find anything until the week of.
Yeah, I don't think they did it until the week of. I don't think they filmed it because they just got that studio.
When did they film the Lollapalooza? That wasn't recent, I don't think.
Like 4 weeks ago.
You think?
I'm pretty sure. Well, there was a moment where all of the girls were in LA.
Also, if I'm not mistaken, I think that new stage is that Queen of the Universe stage.
I think so too.
Or it was the one that they were using for
celebrity.
Yeah. It's one of the two. I'm almost positive.
I mean, I hope it's just the new state. Like, I just hope it's the
new. I like it. I like it for a stage, personally.
I like it too. I think it might be the new one though. Oh shit.
Yeah, we'll find out soon.
Yeah, we'll find out very soon, because All Stars airs on May 17th,
the weekend I'm there.
Oh, good. We can. Well, I don't know if we can watch it because I don't have Paramount Plus.
But I'm sure whatever bar we go to that Friday, we'll be airing it. Which is absolutely. I'm trying to be a fat slut on Friday.
Fat slut downtown.
At the moment, I don't know yet. David Laugh was hitting me up, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I shoot for that party. You should message her." I said, "I messaged her, and she left me on red, so I'm not gonna message her again."
He's like, yeah, and then you show up to their event in drag, and everyone's like, "You're so amazing! Are you performing?" And you're just like, "No."
I tried, but she didn't book me.
I just spent money and time getting in drag. Nobody's paying me to be here.
Booking the flight to be there at the exact same time in the hopes of being booked.
I mean, call her podcast, harass her.
That's tacky. It's worked before. Who?
I don't know. I don't remember this bitch's name, but somebody like showed up to her thing and was like, "I showed up in drag and you didn't ask me on stage." And then she was like, "Okay, well, just come the next time and I'll."
That's not gonna work the next time. I'm there just for the 1 week.
Oh, well. Well, just try it.
I'll message her again. I'm just waiting for everything to die down a little bit before I message her. She was also doing New York Fat Slut. She's doing LA Fat Slut, the finale.
Well, the one in New York was all the way at like $3 bill or something, right? But like way in Brooklyn. Even if I was there, I would be in Harlem and I don't think I would have gone.
Yeah, I still haven't been to $3 bill. My first actual time at $3 bill is going to be on May 4th.
For what?
Selena Fest. They finally asked me to do that. So I'm like, yay! Oh, cute. But yeah, please come and see me at Selena Fest if you are available. May 4th, I'll be at $3 bill alongside a bunch of other POC performers, mostly Latino, Latinx. Roque, my granddaughter, is going to be there, so I know I'm definitely going to have a good time just kikiing with her throughout the whole night. Maybe we'll run out. What time is it start? Flyers. That's a 9. I have no idea. We don't know what the set list is. Depending on what time it ends, maybe me and her will Uber to Icon to see Katrina. Actually, I think she has to be at Icon because I think she works the first month, the first Saturday with Katrina. I'm not sure. Anywho.
Yeah. I haven't been in drag in so long. I'm starting to, like...
Do you miss it?
I do.
You want to relive our posh and Ritz days when I get out there and just run around town and drag?
Just for fun, for free. Just for
funsies.
That's the thing, like, it's expensive. Drag is expensive.
It does not have to be expensive.
Good drag is expensive.
And that's not my drag.
I don't want to get in drag just to be running around, literally spending money all night. From the moment the brush touches your face until you get home in the Uber and the makeup wipe starts to remove the makeup. Like, you're spending money the whole time. And I'm just like, if somebody was like, hey, Vicky, come out. I'll pay for your car. I'll get you drink. No, I'm not. You can't pay for my dragon drinks. But like, at least
I have fun in drag. As long as I'm wearing Crocs or sneakers, something comfortable, I'm fine.
Also, I do not think that I can stomp the fucking streets
of LA. You just need to find the right boot and make it a boot look. Because I've been looking at videos of Katrina and Lola, and I'm like, oh, boots. Okay, cute. I got you. I got you on candid camera.
I want to start a shoe line, and we only sell boots, and the name of the brand is going to be called The House Down. Oh, girl, where are your boots from? The House Down. Oh, girl, are those The House Down boots? Yes.
So at the wedding, me and Deborah were talking for a while, and we got into talking about, there were a couple of drag queens out of drag and a couple of drag queens in drag at the wedding. Katrina, Hibiscus, and Anita were there in drag. Misty Mountains and Chola Spears were there out of drag. So at some point, I don't remember how, me and Deborah, and I think maybe it was Chola, we were all talking about like drag names. And someone had mentioned to me earlier in the month, Mariah Carey, which I've never heard anyone use yet.
Oh, that's
it's four. Terrible.
But it's rough.
But I also kind of liked it. And then it made me rethink about like whenever I wanted to change my name to Sympathy Bookings. I'm still not letting that go. Like it's gonna happen at some point. I just don't know what. It should have been when I got the beard. It should have just been Sympathy Bookings once I did that. But Arakiki just becomes such a thing.
There was Gingerelle.
That's terrible.
You know, when you have an upset stomach.
Yeah, I know. You don't have to explain
Gingerelle.
It.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's the only one I got. But I'm excited that you'll be out here.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. If you have any LA listeners, we can maybe meet up. I'll be out there. I get out there May 15th. I think at like 10. Let me see what it says. And I'm doing a carry-on bag.
Yeah.
I think I get to like around 10 o'clock, so I might be tempted to go out when I get out there that first night. I'm also, Jonte works for Universal, so I'm tempted to maybe do the Universal one day. I don't know what for. Like, I'm not a writer. I'm not a roller coaster person.
Yeah, I really want to do Mario World, which I still haven't done.
We'll see. We'll talk. And then there's also, I've never done Disney anything, but I want to save that for if I ever fall in love, I want to do that with someone else. Wah, wah.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to pay a full price for anything, so there's that.
That is how I live my life out here.
Not paying full price?
For anything.
Is couscous better for you than rice?
I don't know. I don't know. Don't get me to lying. I know it's harder to douche out.
Is it? It sounds like an experience thing. Only because of how you fell out. So what you're saying is don't eat the couscous on the weekends you're looking to bottom.
Don't eat couscous if you were trying to get your whole punch. It's just going to make it a lot more difficult. Don't.
Oh,
don't
no. Scratching its way out.
It's like popcorn. It likes to stick around.
It's like regular corn.
Oh.
Could you imagine having corn, couscous, and something else the night you want to buy?
Like,
what else takes forever to come out your stomach? Has anyone ever pulled out and been like, oh, I see what you have for dinner?
Okay. Well, thank you for listening.
Is that the end of the episode? We're about an hour in.
That was exactly an hour. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to reach out to us, tell us if you want us to like
continue
back
recording
and get the structure going on, or I mean, report us to your senator to make this shit go away.
If you have a way of a means of connecting with them and they actually listen.
Oh, they're not gonna listen. They're not gonna listen at all.
For dessert.
We should actually put these episodes on TikTok. That way they would probably
get banned.
That way we get banned along with the app.
Yay! Hooray, hurrah!